What's up? How you doing? This is Ricky Cole, and welcome to the Cole Comedy Show. How you doing? I did a podcast a few days ago, and it was about basically this virus. Donald Trump don't give a shit. Him and the Republican Nazi Party don't give a damn about minorities. And I said on my podcast, what's going on with the borders? They don't talk about people in South America or at the border. You know, they're dying and being hijacked every day down there by those cartels. Well, we found out that Stephen Miller been doing his little dirt. And it's sad, man, that Stephen Miller, man, he should think some of his ancestors was treated like shit by Hitler. And if you lose consciousness of brutality that happens to your family in World War II, why would you repeat it? Why would you do that to someone else who is a minority? That's what I don't understand, Stephen Miller. I think really, honestly, Stephen Miller is a sick son of a bitch. I really have to say that. I really think he's a sick mental person. Matter of fact, I think everyone who's in that White House has a mental disability. And that's an insult to people with disabilities, to be honest with you. And so I'm just going through this in my head, and I'm like, Stephen Miller is still doing his dirt with his immigration thing, you know, locking kids in cages, separating families, you know what I'm saying? People dying on the border looking for freedom. Now they're not only waiting just to try to get asylum hearing, that's out of the question right now, but the cartels are fucking with them. So I caught this thing on the news, and I was like, wow, finally, after we done talked about this on podcast, how the Trump administration has done the numbers, and they calculating that white people will survive this more than minorities. He forgot one thing out of that. They're thinking, you're killing people. Old people, minority people, sick people, handicapped people, people with problems, you know, breathing problems, asthma, you know, HIV, you can go down the list. They forgot, man. People ain't gonna put up with this shit much longer, you know, especially when you see who they are. Take a good look at that party, the Republican Party. I work on the Democratic Party when Joe Biden getting ready to run. And if he wins, we're going to have a whole different problem with this Nazi regime that has taken over the government. Well, with that said, I want you guys to listen to this news segment. And make up your own mind, man, because this is a little crazy. Check it out.
While most of America's attention is on the coronavirus crisis at hand, the Trump administration is discreetly implementing an even stricter crackdown on immigration. Ozzie reports the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which houses the refugee office managing custody of thousands of migrant children, has advanced policies favored by White House senior advisor Stephen Miller. Those policies include delaying placing children in safer shelters or homes and fingerprinting all adults in households that take them in. With me now is Michelle Brené. She's the Director of Migrant Rights and Justice Program for the Women's Refugee Commission. And Lindsay Teslowski, she's the Executive Director of the Immigrant Defenders Law Center. Thank you both so much for being here. Lindsay, tell us what all this means and what it does to these children, what it means for them.
Sure. Well, this is another really dangerous policy coming from the Trump administration. You know, at this moment where we know that the safest thing is for children and families to be together and to be safe and together and sheltering at home, the Trump administration is looking at ways to keep children apart from their families. This is another example of where cruelty is really what's driving the policy. Particularly one of the aspects of it is to keep children in Border Patrol custody, where we know more children have died in any other place in government custody. And so this is another policy that is really aimed at being cruel to the most vulnerable amongst us. And in addition to that, it flies in the face that public health, of the advice that public health officials are giving us.
Michelle, there's been a rapid rise in the deportation of children and teenagers who arrive at the border without an adult guardian. What are some of the dangers that these children face?
I mean, what we've seen is that the administration has taken advantage of this moment to expel, in their own words, expel children, anyone seeking asylum or protection at our border. And what's important to note here is that COVID-19 did not eliminate the dangers that people are fleeing, right? Those dangers continue. And so when we expel vulnerable asylum seekers, including unaccompanied children, we are throwing them right back into those dangers. And, you know, a lot of the elements that they've been fleeing know this and take advantage of this very issue, right? So we know that a lot of the forms of violence these children are fleeing in the first place are actually exacerbated under current conditions. So traffickers and kidnappers, cartels are waiting right there at the border. And that's why we've seen these kidnappings and these dangers go up.
Michelle, there are these changes in policy. There is what is happening at the border, and then there's also what is happening inside of detention facilities across America. Some reporting that finds that just 400 detainees in the U.S. out of more than 32,000 have been tested so far, according to the acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. What does that mean for those inside those detention facilities and for the communities that interact with those folks?
Well, as you can imagine, detention centers are not safe places during a pandemic. Social distancing is virtually impossible. And many of these facilities don't even have sufficient soap, water, and the availability for people to keep the precautions that we've all been told to take. So it's been made very clear by all public health experts, really unanimously, that these facilities are not safe places. The other thing to really keep in mind is that people in immigration detention centers do not have to be there. They are not a danger to the public for the most part. They are not there serving any kind of a sentence. They're waiting civil proceedings. And alternatives have been shown to be very, very effective. So they could all be released. It's really, really endangering not only the people who are in these facilities, but all the people who work there to keep them in there.
Lindsay, the Immigrant Defenders Law Center sent a letter to DHS and CDC highlighting that legal guidance issued by the UN Refugee Agency on asylum protections in the COVID-19 pandemic makes clear that the U.S. may not put in place measures that categorically deny people seeking protection an effective opportunity to ask for asylum. Why is that being ignored?
It's being ignored because the administration at this point is taking advantage of the fact that we have this global pandemic to further the xenophobic policies that they have been trying to put forward since the beginning of the administration. So while the rest of America is sheltering in place and listening to public health guidelines and our local governments are telling us to stay at home, they're using this moment to further policies that they have been trying to put in place all along. One of the most important is that they have been fundamentally dismantling our asylum system for the last 2 years. They've done it by making it so that victims of domestic violence cannot enter the system. They've done it by, at every single turn, looking for ways to keep unaccompanied children from vindicating their right to seek asylum. And this is one more way that they're doing it. Mm-hmm. They're using the crisis itself to close our borders to people who are seeking our protection once again.
All right, Michelle and Lindsay, thank you both so much for your time.
Now, that was MSNBC and some attorneys. Now you see what the Trump administration is really doing, right? You see what the Republican Party, who they really are. It's a little Stephen Miller. You know, that boy had problems, and he's really showing he has some serious problems. If you're Jewish, and what the Jewish people went through, and what black people go through, I don't, you know, anybody of minorities or been depressed or locked in cages or gassed, and their ancestors been beat like that. If you think that the Republican Party gives a fuck about you and your race, an Anglo-Saxon, racist, white nationalist party don't give a shit about people. Look, they can throw Israel crumbs 1,000 times. You know, Israel has its own demons. I'm not knocking Jewish people. Let's not get that twisted. I'm just saying Israel has its own demons. Because let me tell you something. When the depressed become the depressor, you've been mentally abused. You forgot that that shit can still happen to you. That's what I mean. The United States right now is being overthrown by some very right-wing, powerful people. Robert Mercer. And dude know everything about social engineering. He's a sick son of a bitch. Him and his daughter. Steve Bannon. Another sick son of a bitch. These people have been fighting a culture war against us. They don't want minorities here because this won't be a white country again. Make America great again, mean cold language, make it white again. What the fuck are you talking about? What is wrong with America when we can't even see that we all got to work together to make this country work? You know, I can't stay on the path of slavery, even though I know that the person who owned my great-great-grandmother raped her, murdered him, hung him, beat him, worked him for nothing. Then after all of that shit of slavery, they come up with a new piece of bullshit. Jim Crow. Segregation. Sit on the back of the bus. Now the immigrants. Matter of fact, if you want to fix the problem with immigration, instead of treating these people like shit, why don't they help them and then go into their countries and invest? No, that's too easy to invest into Central America to help out, to keep them down there so they can work and have a decent living and their families can grow up. Don't you know what kind of world we can have? There might be a future engineer down there at the border, you know, seeking asylum. You know, that could be another Einstein or whatever. But no, no. People like Stephen Miller, Donald Trump, and the right-wing Republican Nazi Party is doing this because they do not want to give up power. Because they think we're going to, in another 30 years, it's going to be a minority country. That's why I don't trust this virus. I mean, come on, put the shit together. It's like a puzzle, man. Come on. They're fighting immigration around the world. In Europe. Oh, they start the war in the Middle East. Now the Syrians coming over. And all of a sudden, oh, there's some terrorist attacks. Oh, but we never mention about white terrorism. Oh, he's mentally ill. Oh, he just had too many guns. You know, some bullshit, you know? The Republican Party, fascism, rising up, you know, all around the world, especially in countries where we, you know, we least expect it, like Britain. Take a good look at that prime minister. Don't let Boris Johnson fool you. He's a sick son of a bitch and won't even comb his hair. We know Donald Trump is mentally unstable. Any person with common sense, but Putin, the president of Russia, poot-a-poop boy. He's really having a good time laughing. But you know, the Russians can even imagine this shit. You know who did this to the country? You can blame the Russians, but the Russians helped. Because I would help. Oh, shit, you want to destroy your country? I help you, too. With Ross Limbaugh and talk radio and Hannity and all of them sick, Laura Ingram, sick asses. That's an ideology, man. That's an ideology that our country media ignores. And a lot of us ignore it. Some of you are going to say, like, oh, Ricky talking out of his ass. But I'm telling you right now, take a good look at the Republican Party and tell me, what the fuck do you see? Not the base. The base is a bunch of hillbillies who believe, let's go, you know, they believe anything. Oh, you give them a job, a good trailer, a pickup truck, and some guns, they straight, okay? The rest of these motherfuckers out here, now don't let me start on the black preachers, okay? Some of them motherfuckers, too. Throw them some cash. And a Cadillac. And they'll tap dance all around. And I know a couple of them throw a few $100 out to some black people. Okay, not those, not them, not the kiss-ups. And not the stupidities. The stupid ones, I call them. The stupidities. I'm talking about people who ignore or know what's going on, but act like it doesn't exist. I'm talking about the people in the middle. I'm talking about the whites, the blacks, the Hispanics. I'm talking about those who say, well, we got to go along to get along. You know, if somebody keep kicking you in your ass and you keep saying stop it and they won't stop, eventually you're going to get tired of being kicked in the ass. You know what I'm saying? You know, what they're doing at this border is wrong. is fucking wrong. You won't want your kids treated like that. You won't want your family members treated like that. We have people dying, and they're also dying on the border. And dying in cages from this virus. And meanwhile, we're too focusing on Italy, focusing on crazy-ass China. Well, we know anything the Chinese say from there, you got to take with a grain of salt. Oh, yeah, right. Grain of sand. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You got to verify that shit. There's more Chinese died over there from that fucking coronavirus than you think. You know, that's why I said, why the fuck is American greedy asses over there in China having China to make their shit for them? Chinese man knows the art of war, and he whooped our asses with it. So, with that said, now you're seeing what's going on behind the scenes in America. Kids are being locked in cages. I had a little rant. And this is a month and a half in quarantine. I'm about ready to slip. And a lot of us are slipping. Matter of fact, I noticed about three other states had protesters of right-wing paid propagandist protest. I call them artificial turf campaigns. You know, they fake. You know, they fake outrage. You know what I'm saying? And that's the Republican Party. We shouldn't even call them Republicans anymore. Let's call them what they are. White nationalists. Let's do that. That's the White Nationalist Party of America. Okay? Let's just fuck the Republicans because that sounds too generic. Let's say the White Nationalist Party of America. So if you vote Republican, you belong to the White Nationalist Party of America. See Heil. And when we're going to have to admit that's what the fuck it is, and I want to know why the fuck Stephen Miller dealing with Nazis when he's Jewish. I don't think, you know, and Netanyahu, why the fuck is he dealing with Nazis? And he's Jewish. You know, a Jewish folks got bit in the ass by Nazis 80 years ago. And like, you know, a lot of people died. Somebody need a history lesson. Netanyahu and the rest of them motherfuckers. I call him Netanyahu. Because he reminds me of a fucking clown. You know, he's a snake in the grass. Stephen Miller, a low, crazy son of a bitch, sitting in the White House making policies, along with that other one, Kushner, creepy motherfucker. And the minute you call them out, they're racist, they holler, oh, no, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, no. Wake up, can't use that, can't escape from that now. You're locking kids in cages. People are dying on the border. Black people are dying. You did your math wrong, brother. That's what I could tell him. It's a lot of us. And trust me, our ancestors been through too much. No, we got traitors on all sides. I mean, you know, Stephen Miller's an asshole. We have Candace Owens. We have Diamond and Silk. We have Ben Carson. Clarence Thomas. I can go on with assholes who don't give a fuck, because Clarence Thomas definitely don't give a fuck about black people. And, you know, skin black, but his heart is cold, dark, evil, clear, white. You know, Condoleezza Rice, another one, sellout. Anything to get in the front door of the country club. You know what I'm saying? You've been listening to The Cole Show. I'm pissed off because these people are being mistreated on the border. It seems like we don't care. Oh, before I even close this show down, remember, we have Indians, Native Americans being mistreated, dying from this virus. It's time for us to speak out. Oh, we always talk about the black people. Oh, police brutality killing the blacks. But hey, don't you think the Indians need some respect? We talk about Hispanics. Who's suffering on the border, but you forget about the tribes. Just because some of them have casinos don't mean they're living that great. You know what I'm saying? You take their land, you take your dignity. Matter of fact, I think these European colonizers have taken everybody's dignity around the world. Our ancestors, They break you. They broke our ancestors. Just drove them crazy. They're like a parasite. You know? They're like this damn coronavirus killing us. Hey, you've been listening to The Cold Comedy Show? Hey, check it out. I have some new comedy, new podcasters coming up. And I'm going to make you guys laugh a little bit more, man. But I'm getting pissed off. Behind the scenes, this guy's still doing dirt. And people are dying. You see this administration, who they really are. Please take a good look at the Republican Party and tell me, what the fuck do you see? You have been listening to The Cold Comedy Show. I'm your host, Ricky Cole. Have a good evening.